An earthquake measured at a magnitude of 6.5 struck the California Central Coast today. The quake hit shortly after 11 a.m. local time. It was centered in the small town of Cambria, although tremors could be felt from Los Angeles to San Francisco. Two deaths have been reported, and buildings collapsed in one town. Other injuries and damage were described as minor. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Los Angeles.
Hardest hit by the quake was the small town of Paso Robles, a tourist stop in California's coastal wine region. Maureen Herrera manages a restaurant there. She was in line at the downtown Department of Motor Vehicles when the quake hit.
A number of the roof panels fell in and people dashed underneath the tables in the DMV to do your tests on. Got out of there, everyone had to leave because the gas and the electrical smells were really strong.
Once outside, Herrera says she saw bricks from several of the town's historic buildings scattered everywhere. The town's clock tower had toppled over, and the roof covering a row of stores had slid off, smashing into parked cars. Damage was not as heavy near the epicenter, 20 miles west in the town of Cambria. Mike Shackle, principal of Leffingwell High School, says luckily the kids were off for Christmas break.
I was standing in my office, and all of a sudden the ground started shaking pretty good. Everything started flying around, and it was pretty scary.
Shackle says he followed his first instinct and ran out the door, ignoring the safety precautions every California school kid learns. What happened to duck, roll, and cover?
I think it was replaced by run like heck.
According to the U.S. Geological Survey, more than 60 aftershocks have hit the area. USGS spokesman Ross Stein says despite the continued seismic activity, the quake was a garden variety and shouldn't deter holiday visitors and tourists.
It's one of the, you know, wonders of the world to feel solid rock behave like jello.
Stein says fortunately the quake hit in a moderately remote area. A similar tremor in a major city would have caused billions of dollars of damage. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.